Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Tuesday of the 11th week in Ordinary Time. Today's theme, the fun of enthusiastic ministry. In today's first reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 through 9, St. Paul describes what happens when a church community truly works together as a community of love, where people enthusiastically volunteer to help, and where the need for assistance is recognized and people cheerfully pitch in to get the work done. Not because they ought to, but because they're so in love with God that they want to do it as a gift for Him. Love for God becomes love that floods outward to everyone. This is what Jesus means in our gospel reading from Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 through 48, when He says, "Be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." He's not telling us to be perfectionists. He's not saying that it's bad to make mistakes. Every time you see the word perfect in Scripture, think fullness of love. We're perfected into the likeness of our God whenever we love others so fully that we eagerly serve His kingdom with our talents and resources. Every director of a ministry and every pastor of a parish knows how rare it is to find people with this kind of enthusiasm. At Good News Ministries, we are blessed to have several enthusiastic volunteers who collaborate with our enthusiastic staff. For this team, I thank and praise God. How much do you love God? What kind of worker are you in His kingdom? Do you have the same joy and enthusiasm that the Christians of Macedonia had? Neither Paul nor any parish leader had to pressure them to get involved. Rather, the parishioners begged, insistently, for the favor of serving the church. Wow! Do you understand that the people who seek volunteers in your parish are doing you a favor by asking for your gifts and talents? And your time? Not with my busy schedule and all the demands coming at me from other directions, we say. Well then, we still don't realize how blessed we are to serve God. We're serving a different God, or two or three gods, who don't appreciate our efforts nearly as much as the true God does. When we reach true Christian maturity, we're unhappy at the sight of an unmet need, and we're even more unhappy if we can't fill that need, but don't know how to get involved. Here's a thought. Have you ever begged the pastor to let you donate more money? What would happen if you said, "Father, I didn't put enough in the collection basket last Sunday. May I stop by and drop off a check?" He would faint. If you want to have more fun in your parish community, call the director of any ministry that appeals to you and say, "What can I do to make your job easier? I'm not going to be happy until you give me some volunteer work to do." There might be some stammering or speechlessness at first, but be patient. The director will recover. And God will smile at you and say, "Thank you."
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and WhatsApp, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.